With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says up to 500 structures may have been destroyed by wildfires. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which started Monday, has burned about 1,700 square miles in the Texas Panhandle and killed two people. At a news conference, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the firefighters were extraordinary.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
And the National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions that pose a significant threat to the spread of wildfires. Also at SRNnews.com, lawyers for Donald Trump and others charged with trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 election have urged a judge to remove Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis from the prosecution over a romantic relationship. After several days of testimony, the judge hearing arguments over whether Willis's relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest. In health news, Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Mandy Cohen says Americans who tested positive for COVID-19 no longer need to isolate for 5 days.
You want to return to normal activities when two things are true. One, your fever is gone for 24 hours, and your symptoms are improving overall for 24 hours.
Some experts note that many people were not following the 5-day isolation guidance anyway. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the entertainment world.
Hulu, the giant streaming platform owned by Disney, has agreed to air an advertisement for a Texas church. Initially, the platform rejected the spot, saying it violated its policy against, quote, religious indoctrination. The legal group First Liberty got involved, and Hulu has now reversed course. Some critics found Hulu's concern about a simple ad promoting a church to be laughable, given the filthy and ultraviolet content that it cheerfully sells to America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Louisiana have passed a bill that will allow residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. However, the new law will not allow people to carry a concealed gun without a permit inside a church. As many more houses of worship are being attacked these days, a growing number of congregations are opting to arm themselves. This is SRN News. A New York man has been sentenced to 25 years to life for killing a woman who wound up in his driveway after a wrong turn.
Kevin Monahan was convicted in January of killing Kaylin Gillis last April. The 20-year-old woman was riding in a caravan of two cars and a motorcycle that pulled into Monahan's long, winding driveway by mistake in Washington County in northeastern New York while her friends were looking for another person's house. Prosecutors argued that Monahan was motivated by irrational rage toward trespassers. He said the gun went off by accident and he thought his home was under siege by intruders. I'm Shelley Adler.
Drugstore chain CVS Health and Walgreens plan to start dispensing the abortion pill mifepristone in a few states. It comes after federal officials finalized a rule that broadened availability of abortion pills to many pharmacies. More details at SRNnews.com.